my name is Chris Johnson. Merry Christmas. I know it's a day after Christmas as you're hearing this, or whenever the fuck you're listening to it, Christmas is already over, but I didn't say happy belated Christmas because nobody fucking says that, or merry belated Christmas. We only use the term belated for birthdays. You miss that birthday by a fucking minute, it's happy belated birthday. We don't do this with any other specific day, no holidays. Nobody says happy belated New Year. Motherfucker, I mean, they'll say happy New Year all the way through January, which I don't understand. You got like a week to say happy New Year. I mean, after that, it's the middle of fucking January at this point. Christmas, I feel like you can say merry Christmas anytime. Valentine's Day. Nobody really says happy Valentine's Day. I mean, I guess they do, but like nobody's ever wished me a happy Valentine's Day because it's fucking Valentine's Day and nobody gives a shit about my ass. Who the fuck is gonna walk up to Chris Johnson and say happy Valentine's Day? Happy Easter, and one kind of floats around. Happy 4th of July. You don't use belated for fucking anything, so I'm still gonna go Merry Christmas. It's the Christmas season. I say happy holidays a lot too because I don't know what people fucking celebrate. I love how people panic when you say happy holidays. These conservative douchebag assholes who like throw their arms up in the air and clutch their fucking pearls. It's the war on Christmas. I have a war on Christmas shirt. The Lawrence Arms have a war on Christmas concert every year, fighting the good fight. I had to stream it last year because of COVID. I got the fucking shirt. It's phenomenal. There's football games on today because I'm recording this on fucking Christmas, and nothing fucking points towards what Christmas is actually about than fucking football games on Christmas Day. People always talk about the true meaning of Christmas. That's bullshit. Nobody knows what the fucking true meaning of Christmas is. Nobody gives a shit about that. Yeah, you may go to fucking church, but then you're going to demand a diamond ring and all kinds of material goods from your spouse or significant other, and if you don't get that, the relationship's gonna go to shit. Christmas is about fucking capitalism and just mass douchebag consumption. It's about fucking money. Cash fucking money. The fact that there's football games on fucking proves this. They want your fucking ass in front of the TV so they can sell fucking advertising. That's all it's about. That's all fucking Christmas has ever been about. It's about buying shit. For most people, it should be about like family and love and giving and all that shit. But like the country as a whole, it's about fucking buying shit. I saw fucking Aaron Rodgers on my TV, that stupid piece of shit, because the Green Bay Packers were playing. It was strange that I fucking saw him because I thought he was canceled. That's what he keeps fucking telling people. Aaron Rodgers is the dumb asshole who lied about being vaccinated. He said he was immunized. He knew what the fuck he was saying. He's playing this cutesy fucking coy game, and he got fucking caught because he got sick and they found out he wasn't vaccinated. And then all of a sudden, like, people are calling him a douchebag and he's going fucking apeshit because he's a privileged piece of shit who's not used to fucking facing any type of criticism. So anytime he gets it, like outside of the football world, like off the fucking field criticism, he's used to people just dropping down on the knees and sucking his dick because he's Aaron Rodgers. He's not used to people telling him he's a fucking douche. I'd like to know how you can be canceled if I watch you on fucking Sunday, if they interview you after the game, which they fucking did, if you're on every other fucking State Farm commercial that I see, and every goddamn week on the fucking Pat McAfee show. What kind of fucking cancellation is that? These motherfuckers, like, they confuse cancellation with accountability. If I fucking see you all the time, even though I don't fucking want to, you're not fucking canceled. You're the fucking opposite of that. I don't listen to the Pat McAfee show. I don't give a shit about the Pat McAfee show, and I fucking hate Aaron Rodgers. Yet, I always hear about his comments on that fucking show. There's fucking articles about it anytime that piece of shit opens his mouth. That's the opposite of being canceled. Dude, he's such a fucking asshole. I fucking hate Aaron Rodgers and that fucking team. I can't wait for him to win the MVP again and then choke away the season at home in his first fucking playoff game. Fuck them. Although, Chris Johnson, the Bills fan, needed that piece of shit to come through today because he had to beat the Cleveland Browns. We were aligned for a day, you fucking scumbag. I didn't do anything today for Christmas. On Christmas Day, I did absolutely nothing. I went for a run today out in the fucking rain. It was kind of shitty. It was cold. But I had to do it. I felt yucky after yesterday. I do all my shit on Christmas Eve. I've been doing all my shit on Christmas Eve for years. Well, except for last year, which sucked. I didn't do dick. Went to my mom's house. Sisters and nieces and nephews are there. Went to my cousin's house. Hung out with that side of the family. Then I went to the Bee Machine's house at night. That party was a little more subdued than it usually is. That party has shifted over the years. You wind the fucking clock back 8 years when I first started going to this fucking thing. Was it 8 years? I don't know. It's been a long fucking time. A lot more fucking crazy. Bee Machine used to be there all fucking night at his parents' house. His sister would get fucking hammered and like fall off the couch and shit. Now she's married. She's got a fucking kid. Bee Machine's fucking married. He's bouncing at fucking 12:15. I'm just hanging out with his parents in the fucking living room for the next an hour and a half. Just getting the lowdown. You know, I need that gossip. I like hearing about everybody else's bullshit. But yeah, I ate a lot of shit. Like cookies and chocolates and stuff. You ever eat all that junk? Because I like to eat relatively healthy. And like, you'll eat just a couple cookies or like all this chocolate shit. And like, even if you don't eat like a ton of it, it just kind of like sits in your stomach. You know, it's like you can feel it in there. You just feel fat and gross. Even though like, I look down at myself, like I look normal. As a matter of fact, I'm like underweight right now. Just cause like, I haven't been eating them much. Cause I'm like, oh man, I still feel all that fucking candy. It didn't stop me from having another couple cookies today. But hey, how often are you gonna get the Christmas cookies? Once every fucking year, man. I gotta take advantage of this shit when I can. My aunt makes me cookies. My mom makes cookies and shit that I take home. Everybody's fucking fucking offer me all these goddamn leftovers? And I've said this before, like, you offer me leftovers, I'm taking the fucking leftovers. Hey, Christopher, you want some of this mac and cheese? Yes, I do, goddammit. Whatever it is that you have to fucking offer, I'm going to take it. Because if you're offering it to me, then you don't want it. I've been in that position. Like, I make Oreo balls all the time. I did it again this year. I made 5 different fucking kinds. I made over 100 fucking Oreo balls, and it was a fucking ordeal. But my point is, I love them. But, you know, I eat like one a day because they're really rich too. If I have too many Oreo balls, it's like, I just can't eat anymore. So, like, I'm giving this shit away. Like, please take these goddamn balls off my hands. If I only had like 10 Oreo balls, fuck you, I'm keeping all 10. I'm not taking them anywhere and giving them away. But when I have 100, I'm gonna need you to eat some of these fucking things. I can't eat fucking 100. Are you shitting me? So that's what it's like when people give away leftovers. Not that they want to give away the leftovers. It's just that, like, my fridge is only so big. We're only going to eat so much. I don't want this shit to go to waste. But anyway, I hope you had a good holiday. I appreciate you listening to my bullshit for another year. I know we still got one more podcast of 2021 before the 2022 shit happens. I'll be back Sunday and Wednesday. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podbean's the host. Every episode's there. Twitter, Johnson Hates You. Instagram, maybe 5 minutes. And on my Facebook timeline for you.